Brooklyn. Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Everybody, today's a fucking ridiculous day. I can't fucking get the fucking everything switched around. All right, here's my goddamn intro. Shut the fuck up. I hate you.
What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war on drugs.
Libertarianism.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Yo, what up, bitches? Yo, how you doing? Yo, Peter, try that mic.
Hey, how's it going?
You're in the wrong mic. Keep talking.
How's it going?
Yeah, Peter Solar is like, I don't know what Peter Solar is to me at this point. I don't know. Is he like my brother? Is he like my polycule? Are they like, I'm like misgendering Peter on the radio right now. Can you tell me to go get fucked?
Nah,
so you're not even mad?
No.
So I'm annoyed. I'm like, what the fuck? So, okay, so Peter is like my sibling, my comrade, my greatest enemy, and my dear, dear friend.
What is this, a fucking 2000s teen movie?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. This is like the, no, see, like, I feel like now will be the only solution to Donald Trump is to just do what they did in the 80s, you know, where they just forgot about the 60s and were just like, fuck it, let's become superficial and make a fucking bunch of John Hughes movies. So now we have to make, like, the John Hughes movies of leftism. We're like, you know, like, I wrote the other day, we gotta do, like, Anarchist the Musical, where Anarchist the Musical is where, like, some girl decides she's gonna be the social justice warrior, and what she does is everybody, she's going to become the actual social justice warrior, and then everybody accuses her of cultural appropriation, and then she, like, a bunch of shit happens, and she ends up in the suburbs, and it's, like, cute and wholesome.
We need, like, Marxploitation films.
Oh my god, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but we totally have to see, this is what's horrifying to me. So, like, everybody, I'm going to do some shameless self-promotion right now. I wrote an article recently on Medium. You can check me out on Medium. My name's Tuke Edelo, by the way. T-O-O-K-E-D-A-L-O-W. Oh, my God, because I had to pick a name that was, like, impossible to spell. I'm like, that's a memorable name. Not. So I wrote this whole thing about, like, my issues with the left, and really it's, like, about issues with myself. And what I started to delve into in this article that I wrote is, like, about how the right kind of, like, had 4chan, if you don't know what that is. Okay, today's episode is about left-splaining. Today's episode is about how the left has to explain things. Because, or, like, the far left. Like, there's the left of what, like, my father would think was the left, which means he would think, like, it's a Democrat. But no. The left means pretty much anything that's not a Democrat, that's not a Republican or not conservative. Do you know, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, this other thing. I mean, it could be, like, a socialist. Like, you can call Bernie a leftist, basically, but I would call him, like, a kleftist. Like, he kind of hangs out with the Democrats.
Everything from the nihilist to the DSA.
Yeah, the DSA. I mean, but they're like, oh, yo, I got a DSA coming on the 22nd, and the joke is going to be he's going to try to convince me to join the DSA and why I should do it. So to left-splain that, the DSA is the Democratic Socialists of America, and the Democratic Socialists of America are like, there are, like, some people, like, cool people in that group. Like, let's not even fuck around. Like, but, like, they are the kinds of people who will chant USA at, like, a radical action, which is just shitty. And that's, like, chanting fucking Israel. Like, anybody who wants to pretend, like, Zionism is bad, but, like, the United States is not fucked up, too. Now, that's where it becomes anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Where you only have an issue with Israel as a colonialist place. If you don't realize that that's the same thing in America.
Where's the BDS for America? Like,
yeah, exactly. Like,
that's the whole thing about all these, like, celebrities and musicians, like, refusing to play in Israel, but it's like,
but you're still playing in the United States.
And it's like, It's, again, that goes into the whole fucking, like, tanky anti-imperialist shit, where, like, everything that happens over there is bad. And then,
well, I mean, but the United States plays a huge role in that.
Yeah, that's
another thing about the Israel shit. It's like, the United States, and like, the whole fucking Western world, and when I say that, I mean, like, Western Europe and the United States and shit. And like, let's not be real, like, Russia, too. Russia gets mad involved in that shit, too. So the entire Western world is just, like, all up in the Middle East shit. Like,
Russia.
Yeah, so like, Israel was, like, their fucking plot to have, like, a Western base there, or a Western, like, allied base there, is what it seems like, right? Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I wrote this article. It's like, I'm so tired of the left shit. Well, mostly I'm tired of me. And then what I started to talk about is how 4chan, which is, like, this like, fucking, it started off as, like, a thing where, like, kind of loser assholes in their basements went on there. And this has been said a million times before, so I'm only explaining this for those who maybe are just tuning in for the first time, if anybody listens to my show for the first time. But, like, it's, like, where memes started out. And, like, for a long time, they were, quote-unquote, like, ironically racist. And I think, like, white supremacists kind of, like, got in on that. And then some people kind of, like, stopped being ironic. And, yeah, and then on, like, the left now, like, you saw, like, around Bernie Sanders, like, you saw a lot. I think my guest last week, Sean, might have mentioned this, but I was so fucked up. Talked about, like, they sort of talk about, there was, like, a lot of Stalinist commune memes, and now it's become, like, so many fucking tankies, would you say? So it's, like, almost like the left is taking the same route as the right, and I really don't want to end up back in John Hughes' movies.
I remember all that. I remember in 2012, we were young and naive, and we were fucking all bullshit, and then all this stuff came up about hipster racism and Vice. And we were examining Vice, and we're like, wow, Vice is really kind of just shitty.
Now Vice is trying real hard.
And now you have Gavin McGinnis, who used to co-found Vice, who's now, like, a leader of a fucking white supremacist frat.
Oh, no, but they're not white supremacists. Yo, everybody who is listening to this right now. See, this is left-splaining. This is, like, okay, what the left fucking talked about in our secret, like, meetings that I'm not going to tell you anything more about this. We talk about how to avoid the Proud Boys. We talk about how to deal with the white supremacists. You people don't understand.
What do you mean, you people?
Whoever's listening to this who doesn't consider them far left and considers them a modern liberal. Look, I love you. Not really. But, like, look, if you're, like, a liberal and you're even listening to the show and you're not just listening to it to talk shit, you're probably not a liberal and you don't want to be a liberal. So I'm glad you're listening. But because I'm trying.
I'm glad in your quest to find alternative radio, you stumbled upon Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, you stumbled upon my batshit show. You stumbled upon my fucking stoned ass and fucking Peter that we used to fuck. I'm sorry. Is that really offensive to say on the radio? I think it's really fucking funny. Peter comes through for
Everyone
me.
Everyone has regrets.
Peter has saved my ass multiple times, showed up. So Gavin McGinnis. If you're listening. Yeah, fuck Gavin McGinnis, by the way. But Gavin McGinnis is not listening.
We're getting off topic.
No, let me go back. I'm going back. I'm saying, if you are listening for the first time, Gavin McGinnis is the founder of the Proud Boys, and the Proud Boys, there's all these, like, little, like, alt-right gangs running around right now, and, like, a lot of them are very pathetic. Like, people who were in Charlottesville will tell you they look fucking pathetic, but when pathetic people come together, that's when you get fascism, and that's what you have to understand. We have, like, the stupidest people on the planet, like, pathetic little white boys who think, like, muscles are what makes them valuable. Like, or, like, things like that. Like, people who, right, would you agree with this? Like, they kind of, like, are, like, super, like, in this, like, you know, the hunter-gatherer type shit in their head. Like, they feel like women have a specific role and men have a specific role, and they're very proud of their role. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And it's, like, and it's not really wrong to be proud of that role if that's, like, what you're into, but they think that, like, anybody who's not into that is stupid. And Gavin McGinnis recently wrote this thing about how, the Proud Boys are not a white supremacist movement, and da 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 da, and how Charlottesville changed him and shit. But, like, if you read the comments, all his followers are like, I don't know about that. did you see this?
Yeah.
All right. So, Peter, what do you think that the left needs to explain the most to the normies?
I don't think we need to fucking explain anything. I'm sick of left. You go to a fucking meeting and you're like, "Ooh, you're not being dialectical, comrade." It's like, dude, you're using all these buzzwords.
Who said that? I've never heard anybody say dialectical ever in my life.
Good. Marxist Leninist.
We still hang out with those people. What a Marxist Leninist is.
Example. Like the fact that I just said that word and like that flies over so many people's head. It's like they don't even know what a fucking communist is, let alone a fucking Marxist Leninist. And it's like if that's how you're gonna describe your political identity to like just the everyday fucking person, like there's no hope in. If you want to like help, if you want to like explain shit to people in a good way that's gonna be useful, like just talk about their conditions in everyday life and what they're dealing with.
Yeah, and
how their boss fucking sucks, how they're getting fucking gypped for wages, how like everything they do is fucking gig economy based. Like that's a real conversation. But when you start talking about like, oh well, in Marx's like economic letters of the left is obsessed with fucking texts written before 1850. You know,
I know. And also, you know what the left is also fucking obsessed with? Which is like hilarious to me. The left is absolutely obsessed with like old white men from Europe and like how they must be the experts in everything when a lot of people on the left claim that that's exactly what they're trying to fight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that is like one of our biggest problems. Like, and then you have people like, so I was maybe going to go visit the Zapatistas. If you don't know who the Zapatistas are, They're like, what do you call them? They're like radicals in Chiapas.
They're like an autonomous indigenous movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Maya community in Chiapas and southern Mexico. They kind of started this new wave of like indigenous resistance in 1994, and like you see echoes of that in Rojava with the Kurds, as well as the Sioux in Standing Rock, North Dakota. So.
Yeah, so there's like, so they're their whole movement, and like, I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe visiting them through some sort of gathering they're having, but they claim they are not anarchists, and they say they're not Marxist, even if some of their ideas, maybe influenced by it or parallel. I'm not sure which one it is, but the thing that is so funny about it is like. I told someone and they were like, oh yeah, ask them if they're Marxist. I'm like, I am absolutely not going to ask the Zapatistas if they are fucking Marxist.
No.
And they were like, what the, why? Like, it's a good question. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not a good question. It's a really fucking stupid question. Like they say that they are not Marxist. They are not anarchists. Why would I ask them if they are Marxist? And another thing, it's like, why would I go into an indigenous activist community and ask them, did you base your movement off of some old white dude in Europe? Like, why would I ever fucking ask them that?
Actually, Karl Marx is Asian. That's actually a fucking talking point.
So is he Asian?
No. If he is, it doesn't fucking matter. He's white and history made him white. And that's the fucking shit that we have to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and you know who I does? And Lucy Parsons. If you guys don't know who Emma Goldman is, she's like a Russian Jewish anarchist. And she's very cool. I do love Emma Goldman. But there's like Lucy Parsons is another anarchist that a lot of people don't know about. And Lucy Parsons was actually like, okay, so there are a couple kinds of anarchists. Here's my kinds of anarchists. There are fantasy anarchists. I'm kind of a fantasy anarchist. I try not to be, but Peter, you can actually love. There are fantasy anarchists who like live in this like imaginary world of what they wish things could be. And I feel like even the real anarchists do wish for this. Then there's like the real, and I don't mean they're like the real anarchists.
They're pure Marxists.
Yeah, they're like pure Marxists. Okay, no, there's like fantasy anarchists, and I'm kind of like a fantasy anarchist. And the fantasy anarchists are cool if they can break away from theory obsession. And what I mean by theory obsession is like where like you're like against something that is going to liberate people in a sense, because it doesn't match your exact theory. Like, for example, like Obamacare. Like, do I think that's a perfect way to distribute healthcare? No, but it got more people healthcare, so I'm for it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of fantasy anarchists or anarchists in general will like sacrifice things. Like, for example, like I don't know how you people feel about Chelsea Manning at this point. God. Let's not get into the Chelsea Manning thing.
I love for fantasy. Here's a good example of fantasy anarchism of like, I talked to like this crusty homeless ass fucking crust punk anarchist, and he debated with me extensively over universal basic income and how he was against it because it would re-legitimize the state. And I'm just like looking at this guy. I'm like, yo, with a UBI, like, it would help you.
Like, well, yeah, yeah, but they do have a point. No, in yeah, the they, sen- have a they have a point yeah. in the sense that it makes people more reliant on the state and takes away their autonomy more. So they do have a point there.
Yeah, I just I view all of that as stealing from the government and from your boss.
Yeah, what I would say, honestly, what I would say is if we actually got UBI, what I would be asking people to do is for us to set aside a good portion of it a month as a collective and then start buying tons and tons and tons of property and creating of like communities that can be sustained within that community so we don't need to give in to capitalism. Do you see what I'm saying? Like we literally buy back land and then we only keep, but we keep the UBI and use it to pay off whatever we need to pay off so people leave us alone. Do I sound crazy?
No.
Okay. That's what I would do. So anyway, but
this is an example. This is all what we're doing here is all left-splaining, by the way. Like we just because we're so immersed in this shit, it's like impossible to have a normal it's impossible to describe it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm trying to like stop. I'm trying to stop and like explain as we go, but each little fucking buzzword, oh my god. It's like its own little fucking world and it's fucking elitist. And I don't like, okay, so we got fantasy anarchists. All right. I was on the whole, then we got like real anarchists. And Lucy Parsons, who we were mentioning before, is a real anarchist. No, Lucy Parsons was like a fucking like workers anarchist, like helped with the unions, was trying to really liberate people and shit. And I think she was like a former slave.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a fucking former slave. Like she knew that shit. Emma Goldman was like, I do not like her. And Emma Goldman just didn't fucking like her. Like, Emma Goldman fucking reminds me of this chick. I know. Let's not get into this. So for people who are listening, like, what's an anarchist? Peter, tell everybody what's a goddamn anarchist. Oh, no, wait,
let me pull up Wikipedia. Basically, it's someone who believes in voluntary association and a rejection of all forms of illegitimate hierarchy and authority and blah 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 blah. Yeah, it's all bullshit.
It's not all bullshit. Don't be an asshole. You've fucking been an anarchist for years. Yeah. You're fucking on trial for that shit. Wait, am I allowed to talk about that on the radio?
It's done.
Is your charges dropped?
Yes.
Oh shit, motherfucker. So Peter got arrested at the
We were anarchists. We wear black and we fucking smash it.
Smashy, smashy, smashy.
We're pure Marxists. We don't
Oh my god.
No, anyway, an anarchist is basically it's a social movement that came out of the labor movement and all this stuff. But basically it describes any form of resistance to like state building or nation state building. And capitalism. And it's really closely tied to...
Well, there's also people who call themselves anarcho-capitalists. And a lot of people get really angry about this. But they do exist. They're called libertarians.
No. Those people are made up.
Well, okay. So here's the only thing that I have an issue with that. So I fucking hate ANCAPs. Like, I think that everybody and their mother knows that I hate ANCAPs. But the way I describe communism is a way where capitalism could use anarcho-capitalism, but I don't think what they're calling capitalism is capitalism. So here's what I have to... So I think that, like, you can have voluntary communism, which is anarcho-communism, and then you can have... you can have state communism, which is, you know, like, coercive authoritarian communism. Then you can have anarcho-capitalism, but a lot of the... that's what I would call mutualism. And mutualism would be voluntary exchange between like trading things. And I think that you have state and authoritarian capitalism, which can also exist when you have big business that runs everything. When you have businesses that are dominating, I would consider that to be the same as the state. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Libertarians have a utopian view of capitalism as like some this like fucking like kind of like how Marxists have a utopian view of communism. It's this thing that doesn't, that's not how it actually works.
Yeah, I don't know.
The free market, my free market, my property.
Yo, I'm going to say this on the radio. Yo, fuck Mac Blonner. Fuck Mac Blonner. Call into my radio show right now. I want to talk to you. This is some dude who I've known since high school. He's like the biggest piece of shit ever.
And he's saying some dumb shit on Facebook right now. I really, really hope he calls in so we could argue about Cardi B. All right, Peter. We're gonna put on it. We're gonna play Solidarity Forever right now. Oh shit! It's not letting me log in. This is a piece of shit. I'm trying to get into fucking Spotify right now. It's really hard. All right, so Peter, explain something for me. Talk about. Oh, okay. So we got fantasy anarchists, we got real anarchists, and we got like smashy anarchists, like people who think that's like the. Yeah. Okay.
I call them the "fuck you, dad" anarchists.
Oh my god! Wait, Mac Bonner's calling in. Holy shit! Holy shit! We're gonna get this asshole to call into my fucking show. I hate this guy so much. Okay, this is gonna be so much fun. Oh, one second. Oh shit! All right, here we go. We're gonna talk shit about Cardi B on the radio. Oh, he's asking me what radio show it is. Call now. It's called What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh my god, call right now. Okay, we're gonna play Solidarity Forever for a minute. Okay, so Solidarity Forever is a Pete Seeger song, and a lot of activists make fun of it, just to left explain it for you.
Blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes strong.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Taken untold millions that they never toil to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
And that was Solidarity Forever. We're going to play
one of the greatest songs,
yeah, this song
that was ever written is very seldom done on television. And I'd like to sing that song for you tonight. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Yeah, Peter, talk about how you're he feeling about this right now.
The fateful lightning of his terrible.
I actually don't know which came first.
This version.
His truth is marching on.
I mean, that's actually true for a lot of the folk, the labor folk songs.
Glory, hallelujah.
They were based off patriotic shit.
Yeah. A lot, like most of Joe Hill's songs, the hobo labor activist. Most of his songs are based off like weird like Christian rhymes and shit. Like,
oh, now I told Mac that I called him an asshole on the radio. And I said that I call myself an ass on the show.
Bah.
Nobody's fucking dying to make anybody free. Okay, we're probably losing listeners right now for this fucking song.
No, I disagree. The Syrian Arab Army in defense of Dr. Bashar al-Assad, they're dying.
Wait, did we even like explain what a Marxist-Leninist is why they're stupid?
It. Okay, basically Marxist-Leninism is this belief that there's like a set course of history and a scientific method. First of all, let's just laugh at the fact that you could apply a fucking scientific method to like the craziness and unpredictability and fallibility of humans, so human social behavior. Anyway, so Marxist-Leninist believes that there's a scientific method of a historical progression to how to achieve communism.
I did not know they believe there was a scientific method to communism.
No, Marxist-Leninism is a science.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God, I can't believe we ever organized these people. I can't believe I've ever gone to a protest and been like, oh, that's a Marxist-Leninist?
Yeah, no, they're doing science.
What? Oh my God, oh my God, can we start calling them Marxist scientists?
No, don't do that.
Yes, I'm going to start calling them Marxist Scientologists. Yeah. That's what it is.
So basically, it's people who are just... It's basically that Marx is a fucking academic shit at this point. It turned into... Marx was one of the first people to develop political economy, also known in this day and age as economics. So, like, he's pretty much, like, one of the godfathers of that. So it is academic in and of itself. It's an academic fucking belief system. It's basically what professors like to debate about and write in journals. It doesn't really have any value outside of the academy. Yet, we have all these fucking parties and fucking different groups. You know, you probably heard of Stalinists and Leninists and Trotskyists.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The 19-year-old Trotskyites is like my fucking Tinder thing. Like, that's like my thing. Like, I continuously get matched to those people. What is the I don't even know what the fuck. I don't even know what any of this shit is. And
people are influenced a lot by PSL and
what the fuck. See, I don't even like. This okay. is like. See, I know no, what I this shit
I
is.
Out all this shit in the last few weeks.
All right, talk about it.
Me and Christian were doing our research on the fucking tankies, man.
Okay, like, but first of all, what's a tangy?
basically, a tanky is someone who thinks Stalin did nothing wrong and that you can use the full might of military force of the state to wipe out opposition.
Like Nazis.
In the pursuit of communism.
Oh my God.
No one even knows what the fuck communism is.
I know what communism means. Communism is literally just like an idea. Like they're so basic and people have all these different theories about them. Mm-hmm. Like capitalism is like the idea that like if you work the hardest, you'll have the most. And that's the basis of equality and freedom. Do you know what I'm saying?
First of all, that's not even how it works.
Though. Of course, that's not how it works. None of it is how it works. Shut the fuck up and let me finish. Communism is like the belief that everyone should just have equal access to everything.
Yeah.
And that's not how it works out. So people are like, so basically what I always think is that it's not the large scale. I mean, it's not the communism or the capitalism that's the problem. Honestly, it's the small, it's the large scale. Mm-hmm. Like capitalism could kind of work in a small scale, but not really though, because then someone ends up with like less. So that's why I end up being an anarcho-capitalist. Oh my God. An anarcho-communist, because I think that everybody deserves to have a certain amount. Like, I think in capitalism, the problem is you always end up with someone absolutely on the bottom. Now, if the bottom was, like, a lot higher, would I think it was so bad? Maybe not so much. But I do think that a lot of what, like, the rich do is very wasteful and makes it very hard for people on the bottom to sustain. Because rich people want all kinds of ridiculous shit that's bad for the environment, usually. What do you think about that?
Also, the excluded.
What do you mean the excluded talk?
The people that are outside of the market, who are outside of the system of capital, who are either pushed to the margins, who don't work because they can't work, or like they just fucking...
So,
or even like in a bunch of indigenous communities are also part of that, the excluded.
So like what is the fucking... Like what is... What's the PSL?
It's called the Party of Socialism and Liberation. It's a Marxist-Leninist party that split off from Workers' World in 2004. And everybody gives Workers' World a lot of shit, but the real problem here is PSL. Like, but PSL is basically behind, like, Sputnik Radio. A lot of the RT guests are, like, all within the circle of PSL. And most of the social media accounts on Twitter that are all interconnected and fucking trolling you with weird fucking gulag memes and Stalin shit, that's all PSL.
But so, also, like, don't some Workers' World people participate in that shit?
Yeah, true. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And then also, like, okay, so Workers' World is, like, this group that actually does organize, like, a lot of good actions. I've gone to a lot of their actions because they stand for some really good shit, usually. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've organized with them or, like, been around them. And it's, like, I'm very confused about a lot of our so-called comrades who are in Workers' World. Do you ever feel very confused about that shit?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because I understand where they're coming from.
Do you really? Why? Mm-hmm. Okay, explain that shit to me. Let's explain that to me. How do you fucking...
Well, I don't want
to
fucking name names.
No, you don't have to name names. You can just name, talk about types. And also the things that I don't... Okay, so here's what I don't fucking understand. There's also that concept of like the Vanguard Party, which I think is like ridiculous. I think just because you're not one person doesn't mean you can't... You're not acting messianic. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, I think that's like super... Like, if you are gonna overthrow the government with like a Vanguard Party... That just means you're kind of the same as the government. Like, you're, like, participating, like, in exactly the issue we have with democracy. The issue I have with democracy is it's, like, a kind of, like, a small group of people that are, like, kind of elected. They're elected, but, you know, then there's, like, all this voter suppression and shit. They're elected by certain parts of the population to be so-called representatives. And then it's a small group of people deciding what is good for the masses. And that's fucked up. And that is what Marxist-Leninists are advocating for. What do you think of that?
Yeah. I understand the idea of building a workers' party to, like, kind of, if you want to, but it has to be supported by a community.
Yeah, and not just a bunch of fucking randos.
Yeah, which is what most of these parties are.
Well, that's what a community is a bunch of fucking randos. But they have to be, we're doing a really bad job to outreach to people who are workers, who are not, like, Marxist-Leninists or anarchists or some weird shit like that.
Workerists.
Yeah, workerists. Like, we do a really bad job. No, we do a really bad job reaching out to everyday people.
Yeah.
And it's really bad.
We have to shame them because they're not up to par.
Yeah, because they haven't read some book some old white dude wrote in 18 whatever.
You're not being... Yeah, but basically, a lot of it's now based off, like, anti-imperialist activism, which is so unfortunate, because, like, the war machine is something that needs to stop and protest and whatever. But
I mean, it affects so many different things. People don't realize that is all responsible for, like, ISIS and all that shit.
Yeah, but, like, also, there's also the grander scheme of how, it's best to have the mafia view of capitalism, because that's how it works, you know? This whole idea, like, people want to play these, like, geopolitical games where it's like, oh, it's Russia versus the U.S. or some shit like that. It's like, you know, Russia and the U.S. have been cooperating for years. Even the Soviet Union. Like, that's what you do when you have a bunch of power players in the playground, you know? You know, all the bullies in the playground, even if they hate each other and they don't like each other, they still work together to fucking put down the little guy. So, like, you know, What Russia is doing to Syria is the same thing the U.S. did to Afghanistan. What China's doing to Africa is the same thing that everybody else fucking did to Africa. So, like, to act like, oh, because these countries are not Western, or because, like, they're against the U.S., that somehow we can, what they're doing is good or beneficial, is just bullshit, you know?
Yep. So,
anyway.
Let's switch gears a little bit.
Blah, 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 blah. Marx.
Fuck everybody. Blah. See, left-splaining just means you hate everybody. Because you're just so tired of people not understanding what you're talking about. And you're tired of these people who, like, kind of appropriate what they say they don't like. We're terrible. But don't go to the right. Don't go to the right. We have a lot of important points. And I'm sure we'll get to them on a later episode.
Don't go to the left either. Be nothing.
Be nothing. Yeah, don't. I don't know about that.
I'm a nihilist. I don't believe in anything.
Oh, shut the fuck up. All right. So explain the George Soros thing to our lovely listeners.
I mean, it's straight up anti-Semitism. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay, explain that to me. Like, talk about it. A lot of people don't even know.
There's a conspiracy theory that George Soros funds all of the activism and left-wing activities, which is not true. He's a billionaire. He also happens to be Jewish. And, like, it basically comes from this weird, like, Lyndon LaRouche style fucking conspiracy, like, Judeo fucking shit. Like,
explain this. Nobody understands it.
There's a weird.
You know what I'm going to start doing on this show?
There's a weird sect of, like, conspiratorial thinking that comes out of the right, that the Jews own the world through, like, a banking cabal. There's this conspiracy called the Zionist Occupational Government, which is the belief that the U.S. is being occupied by an Israeli cabal. it's straight up anti-Semitism. That's what it is. It's just a scapegoat people, you know? And unfortunately, a number of leftists adopted this fucking shit, too.
Yeah, you go far to the left and you go far to the right, the one thing you hit that they have in common is anti-fucking Semitism.
Yep.
All right, so George Soros, I wrote this fucking, so I keep having this idea that we should fucking, like, have, like, a leftist protest. We're like, upset because George Soros cut our funding. Because what everybody says is they're like, oh, George Soros funds Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which the funniest thing about that is that Antifa and, like, and Black Lives Matter are not, like, one organization.
No, they're movements.
They're movements. But a lot of people don't even understand what that means. They're just varying, like, chapters that may or may not be connected and different brand, like, versions of it. Like, there's, like, very liberal Black Lives Matter that's very into, like, getting stuff in the state. And then there's more, like, militant Black Lives Matter. And then there's more, you know what I mean? There's, like, a bunch of different shit. Same with Antifa. There's people who are, like, doxing. There are people who kind of travel around as Antifa and go to different things. There's people who only do it in their city. It's fucking, people don't understand how any of it works. And that's when I actually love talking to right-wingers about how Antifa actually, like, works, like, how it's actually organized. They don't understand it. They don't. They think it's, like, one militia. They think it's all being funded. Like, I've talked to these guys in the train who were like, oh, blah, 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 like,
well, what do they think the Oath Keepers are?
They just think that like, we are still controlled by Europe. They have this very weird, like, patriot thing where they think that we're not independent from Europe. But so they believe that they're not independent from Europe. And they were like, oh, Antifa is funded by George Soros. I'm like, how could George Soros possibly fund Antifa when there is not a singular Antifa? I was like, do you not understand that? They're not centralized. It's like, it doesn't work like that. They could not understand that. That's something that's like, and I think that even though they were like on some other weird shit, I actually have the recordings from them. I'll play them on another episode because I can't figure it out right now. But a lot of people don't understand what decentralized means.
No, even the left too. The way the left views certain groups and shit. Yeah, they don't. Also, it's like people have the same view of the Oath Keepers that these weirdos have of us, where it's like, oh, the command structure. Like, no, it's all autonomous fucking bullshit. It's all just weird links and networks of people. It's just as disorganized and clusterfucky. And there's a range of ideologies. You know?
Yeah.
So like when we go to a fucking like Mike Cernovich shit and scream Nazi, Nazi, Nazi at them, I can understand why they fucking laugh at us, because like in the grand scheme of things, those guys aren't the Nazis. Those are just fucking like weirdo entryist motherfuckers.
They are white supremacists.
They are white supremacists, yeah. It's the equivalent of them going to like a DSA meeting and saying commie, commie, commie. You understand? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to sing my fucking George Soros song right now. So I wrote a parody. There's a reason why we played that Solidarity Forever. I wrote a parody of it. So it's, when the activist foundation through the old man's hands does run, he hath the greatest power. Wait, I fucking fucked this up. Oh my god. All right. When the leftist foundation through the old man's hands does run, he hath the Jewish power dominating everyone. That's according to the weaker, feeble libertarians. But George Soros makes us strong. Soros is money forever. Soros is money forever. Soros is money forever. 'Cause George Soros makes us strong. It is we who march the streets, plan the actions that take place, did the brainstorming, the workshop, endless miles of patches lane. Now we find we are employed by the men we say we fight. 'Cause George Soros makes us strong. Soros is money forever. Soros is money forever. Soros is money forever. Guess George Soros makes us strong. In our hands there is the funding from George Soros' pot of gold. Well, it's not based on gold. As libertarians have told, we must say fuck gold standard and all that can be sold. I guess George Soros makes us strong. Soros is money forever. Soros is money forever. Soros is money forever. Guess George Soros makes us strong. Are we mediocre as fuck?
I think we just lost all our listeners.
Really? You think it was that bad? No. Oh my god. You hate me, Peter. We need someone to call in. I want somebody to call in, but nobody's going to call in. One of these dudes wants a fucking intro song that says the word triggered in it. And I'm like, that's just not original. That's just pathetic.
Snowflake.
Snowflake. Oh, shit. I wish I could play this fucking thing. I don't know how to get it on here because I don't have the fucking little... Do you have one of the new fucking headphone things for the fucking phones? Yo...
What the fuck are you talking about?
The fucking new iPhones. It doesn't have a fucking headphone jack.
That's absurd.
Oh, here he is. Okay. Here's what I want to talk about. This guy. This is a video of a guy where, like, everybody started yelling at him because he didn't know something, the police were bad or something, but he wanted to understand. But everybody kept fucking yelling at him.
No, that's a big problem with the left.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, sometimes I think it's, like, totally legitimate, but this guy actually, like, wanted to know. So here, let's see where this starts. This guy. Here. Let's see if it...
How far is in the fucking city?
Oh, wait, not this part. This is them just, like, yelling at a cop. And then I started going around it, and I'm like,
Did you know that the police are funded by property taxes and sales taxes? That means the police are literally funded by the rich.
And I was like losing my...
Police are paid mostly by the rich. People really don't know that. People really don't know. Did you know the police are funded by property taxes and sales taxes? No, people don't understand that. The rich literally pay for the police. They're literally funded by the rich.
All right, let's skip around. What's fun?
The police are funded by property taxes and sales taxes. The rich literally fund the police.
I'm just going to like random people and saying this is
but
my
the rich fund them, so they work for the rich. So
we still need the police
to work for the rich.
We need the police either way. I'm just saying we need the police.
A white man who's straight, probably doesn't know what violence is.
No, I love gay. I love black. I love
doesn't
brown.
Doesn't know shit. I cool.
Why are you gonna yell like that?
Do you think they help? Help?
Why does she have to talk to you like that?
Do you think they help? Because I can't talk to you like that.
No, I'm not saying that I agree with the fact that rich. I'm just saying, don't you agree we need the police to protect us?
How do you justify that?
So let me ask you this, though. What happens if somebody robs my house? Who's going to protect
me? Call your friends.
No, your friends. I care about them. It's so simple.
Seriously.
Why is she yelling?
Because she's angry.
And I agree with everything you're doing. I just was chanting the chant.
Can you imagine
a life of being silenced like she's been silenced by the police?
Don't you think we need the police?
If I get robbed and my friends are...
Peter, do you have a comment?
No. I'm just making fun of the guy.
Sleep at 3 a.m. and I call the police. They're gonna come.
Go fuck yourself. Just walk away. Because he's actually engaging, which is good. I give him props.
Fundamentally different than this one.
Right.
Her friends were like, his friends were like, walk away.
Enough that they have community.
And I'm all for it. But I'm just not against the police necessarily. I'm against the racist. I'm against all that.
I'll do it. You'll see what I say later. Okay, so here's what it is. I'm not actually trying to fight with you. People are mad.
She was like all hating.
But I'll tell you why. Because oftentimes when people talk like this, they know because of their experiences how much the police do not help them when first comes to shove.
So but I don't know. I think they would still help them either way. They're making sure you guys are protected. They're walking away.
But they're also making sure that we don't go in the street when other people do. So they're not really protecting us, and they arrest us.
But they're not hating on you. They're not arresting you.
They try. No, they do often.
But you're often. But you're out here right now. You're not
Most
getting arrested.
Most of those people are facing
that's
serious
only
charges.
When, that's only when the violence occurs.
But not always. Sometimes you can just be around when that's happening. So what I want to tell you something, though, is that what I'm going to tell you is that my point when I said, sorry, I didn't even ask you, but what I'm trying to say is when people...
I'm filming him without asking.
The fact that property taxes and sales taxes fund the police and it's funded by the rich means they prioritize the rich, which is a huge problem.
Yeah, I'm not about all the rich. I get that. I understand
that. Then I would recommend reading The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander.
I'll read it.
Okay. Well,
Mike, pleasure
nice
meeting
to meet
you.
I'm too. Good luck.
He probably won't read it, but what I'm saying is... So here's the thing. He said some stupid shit, and I understand why people reacted the way we did, but I feel like if that happened... I'm not here to tone police anybody. I'm not here to tell people not to yell when they're mad. But I do... Because I'm like, I don't think we should be repressing people's emotions. People shouldn't repress their emotions and shit. But I do think that it would be... We could have gotten a lot farther with him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he was an idiot, but he was willing to engage.
It's just good that they're doing those talking points. It's all like hypothetical scenarios. Like, what if my house gets robbed? What if...
And then we have to figure out how to answer them right. You don't agree that we should figure out how to answer them so that they understand where we're coming from?
How often has that guy's house been robbed?
But it could happen. That's not a totally stupid. See, now you're...
Yeah, and I get fucking mugged sometimes, and I'm like, what do I do about it? It's like...
Yeah, exactly. And so you use those examples. You know what works? Talking about your own experiences. That's the only time I've ever been able to get through white.
Yeah, no, I always talk about being fucking tear gassed and grenaded and pepper sprayed and now just for fucking walking down the street, and people don't understand that.
Well, then talk about that. And if they don't get it, then fuck them. But what I'm saying, you don't, and it's not your responsibility to explain.
But there's a good example of left explaining in there. It's like, the cops come from slave patrols. How can you defend this? It's like, imagine just like coming in from a perspective of like you have no knowledge about this shit. You're just some fucking like stiff motherfucker just working your fucking job. You come across this protest and
you didn't happen to stumble upon my stupid show.
Yeah. And then like someone's like, police come from slave patrols. And they're just like, you gotta like slow down. It's like, Yes, these are all true statements, and these are all like good educational shit.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
People don't understand that. You know, like,
that's what I'm fucking saying. And I don't think that it's wrong to get upset people, about that. But we need to like figure out how to explain these things to people a lot better. That's my opinion.
I'm against bootlicking.
Yeah, fuck bootlicking.
A bootlicker is someone who licks boots. No, I mean, it's someone who sucks up to fucking cops and authority and repression. That guy is not a bootlicker. I think that guy's just a fucking...
Well, that guy literally was like, I don't like the racist shit. I don't like the rich shit. Like, he was almost there. That's what I was trying to say. That's why I was like, people like him are like, maybe like, you know, I mean, if we had the right conversations with him, I'm not saying he would come out and organize with us, but he might change his mind about some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cops suck.
You fuck the cops. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, even my mom's like, fuck the cops now.
Yeah, yeah. My mom. My parents are like, there were some good cops. I'm like, you guys live in fucking... I'm not going to tell my parents live on this show. I say crazy shit.
I just accidentally doxed my parents.
Yeah. That's fucked up. No, my parents live in a yuppie neighborhood. Let's be real. So I'm like, you guys live... Yeah. Like, you guys live in like the fucking... Actually, I will say this though. Over by where my parents live, I feel... I mean, let's... Bushwick is not like the hood by any means at this point, but Bushwick, like, there are always people out, right?
Yeah.
I like that there's always people out. I feel much safer when there's always people out.
Yeah.
And fucking, like, where my parents live, it's like, I went to go visit a childhood friend and I was like, there's like nobody out. This is one of like the fanciest neighborhoods. And this shit, my parents are on rent control. I don't come from wealth or anything. But, No, but that fucking neighborhood. Okay. I like went to go visit a childhood friend, and I was like, "You're walking me home." And he was like, "Really?" It's like 2 a.m. in this yuppie neighborhood. You can just walk. And I'm like, "No. It is dark. Nobody is out. This is where some weird shit happens. Where I disappear and nobody knows what happened. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. One of those yuppie ass neighborhoods. Car rolls up, says get in, forces me to get in, drives. Fucking nobody would fucking know. They would have me halfway to wherever by then, by the time my parents realized I wasn't home. I don't know. I fucking, yuppies are scary. Okay, wait. This is my favorite song off of this fucking album, the Pete Seeger, the fucking If I Had a Hammer, Pete Seeger album. This is a really funny song, everybody. I love all these weird, like, songs of... It's called If I Had a Hammer, Songs of Hope on Struggle. This is so great, huh? But it's so eerie. Peter, you're gonna die.
Come all of you good workers.
You know this song? Oh my god. You're such a fucking tanky. Good old you.
This is not a tanky shit. It's a labor movement.
Are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son.
Wait, Peter, do you want to start a band with me? Do you want to start a workers song? A workers band? Can you sing, Peter? Sing.
Leftover wages.
In Harlan County.
Anyone could scream into a mic and hit drums.
Ew. What our fucking, what would our song, what would our band be called? We could have our, oh my god, wait.
Which side are you on?
Our band.
Vaginal discourse.
No, our fucking. No, our band could have be called, Lesplaining. Less explaining would be such a funny bet. Every song we're just like trying to explain what some shit is.
Are you on? Which side are you on?
Which side are you?
Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks.
Dude, they're saying this during Occupy all the fucking time.
Which side are you on?
Yo, fuck Occupy. No, I love Occupy, but I was thinking about who I was during Occupy.
Yeah, you were 19. Who cares?
I was nuts. I was fucking sucking this dude Pigpen's dick. And Pigpen was like, I'm not monogamous.
I think being our age during Occupy was a bad decision.
What do you mean?
I would have rather be 25 during Occupy.
Yeah, than 19. Like if Occupy happened now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, it did happen now. That's what Trump was.
No, but I'm saying, like, Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, the actual thing.
Yeah, that, like, shit. I was, like, living in a tent with these crusty kids. I kept fighting with this one girl. And, like, oh, man, I was an idiot.
Fuck you.
And I was, like, all depressed because of my fucking abusive ex. And there is, like, some... Oh, my God. Let me see if I can find this shit. This is the craziest thing. There is some speech of me, like, some... They interviewed me for this theater piece called The Civilians. And I think I'm on one of their things. Oh my God, I'm here. I'm here. I'm in it. Let me find, which one am I part of? Am I part two? Let's see.
The Civilians. That's a hilarious fucking
movie. Here, let's see.
You're our borders and against corporate.
Obviously, I'm here because I don't trust
them. Oh my God, here we go. Okay, so they interviewed me and they used my real name. So they use some fucking speech I gave them in a fucking play. So we're going to close out with this. You've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's been Peter Solars on here. Thank you.
Yeah.
And nice. You know, there's no work. So he had to leave.
Was that Larry David?
They're laughing at us.
No, I'm trying to find me. Here we go. This is going to be me, I think. Here. This is fucking ridiculous shit they put me in. Here. It's called The Civilians, Occupy Wall Street Part 2. I was like, oh, I'm theatrical. You should interview me. Oh my God, enough music. Here we go.
Yeah, I know the public theater. You remember that open call for hair? Yeah, I went. But I was at the end of the line, so I didn't get in. It was okay, though.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, the experience here has been really interesting. It's one of the few places I found myself happy in a long time. I'm kind of manic depressive, so this is one of the few places I've been able to maintain like a healthy manic phase and not do stupid things. I don't really take meds. Obviously, I'm here because I don't trust the government. And I feel the government doesn't actually work for the people. I feel like they're kind of just working for this like game called money. And that's why I don't take medication, because I don't think that they're actually trying to help me with the medication. They just want to take my money. Well, I've never actually been diagnosed, but a therapist proposed the idea once, and I've always just kind of assumed. I mean, it's fairly obvious to me. You know, sometimes I'm just like, yeah, blah, 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 and I can't stop talking. And sometimes, you know, it's like I'm sad for no reason. But I'm also kind of a Buddhist a little bit. So the Buddhist idea is just, you know, that everything is impermanent. So, you know, if I'm sad, I just am like, well, this is going to be impermanent, too. Just relax and it'll, you know, be over. Yeah, I've just been a lot more balanced since I've been here. Well, I haven't felt like I needed to start crying hysterically. No, I'm not marching today. I'm going to stay in the park during the march. Well, one, because I go to school and I'm scared of being arrested and missing a day. Yeah, I wake up early and I take the train to Brooklyn. I go to St. Francis College, which I don't like being at, so I might drop out. St. Francis is just like one of those schools you see advertised on the train, you know. St. Francis, the small school with big dreams. Nobody has any dreams there. Everybody's just boring and dumb. Yeah, I sleep in Camp Friends. The camps all have different names, at least in this area. The camp behind us is Camp Namaste. It's gotten a lot more... You know it? Yeah. It's gotten a lot more crowded, though. A lot of bums from Union Square are coming. And, you know, just people I know from outside of here who I know are crazy are coming and just, like, spreading negative energy, in my opinion. You know? Like, psycho. Like, thieves. Like, there's this one kid who I know has stolen money from one of my friends. So every time I see him, I just give him a dirty look. I scared him off. But, yeah, you know, I feel like these people are my family. Yeah, we share. You know, my mother thinks I'm crazy when I talk about my political views. But, you know, when I'm here, it's like everybody's like, yeah, you know, I totally know what you're talking about. It makes perfect sense. And I'm like, you know, it feels really good to feel like I'm not crazy. You know, I go to this like small Catholic school. I proposed the idea of not using money in society. And this girl like freaked out. She's like, well, how am I supposed to pay my bills? She failed to recognize that if we live in a society without money, there wouldn't be bills, you know, but.